Hello, my name's Angela and I'm from the Oaken Bookcase. And with me today I have Philippa from the Tea, Daydreams and Fairy Tales blog. Hi, Philippa.
Hi.
So welcome to our first pilot episode of Tea in the Treetops. And this will probably be sort of semi-regular thing to take place at our weekly update posts like Clock Rewinders or the Stacking the Shelves type posts, because they just take too long to write and we like to talk more than we like to write. So let's see how we go with this. We're going to talk about books we've been reading and what we're planning to read next and other random booky stuff that we come across, and maybe a bit about our little bubs because, you know, we have little two-year-olds and they're funny and they love to read, so we like to talk about them too. Okay, so we're going to introduce ourselves a little bit. Philly and I have known each other for a couple of years now because we both live in Brisbane in Australia and we're both been gaming together for a while, and we had our little babies 2 years ago, so they played together when they were little, and then we discovered we both loved reading, reading young adult books and fantasy books together. So we just love talking about books. So Philly, do you want to start about just saying what type of books you like to read and how you got into blogging about books?
Sure. Okay. So basically at the moment I do a lot of young adult reading. This hasn't always been the case. I've read over my reading lifespan anything from, you know, popular fiction to high fantasy novels, classic science fiction, the works. But I found after having a child that anything that was more than about 400 pages was really a little bit difficult, especially when doing 50 million wake-ups a night. So I found the young adult genre and got really stuck into it. So basically both Angela and I used to have gaming blogs, and then once we had our babies, I couldn't keep blogging about that. I wasn't gaming anymore, and so I started Tea, Daydream and Fairy Tales to do with books.
Yep. Cool. Okay. So I'll just say a bit about my blog. I started Oaken Bookcase about a year ago now. It pretty much exactly a year ago because I'm just have my blogiversary. And it was more because I went back to work after being on maternity leave, and because while I was off on maternity leave, I didn't really have a lot of time to read. And when I went back to work, I started reading again on the train and stuff. So the books I like to read, pretty much high fantasy and some sci-fi. But once I started getting into book blogging, I discovered young adults and in all its wondrous glory and terribleness sometimes. And so I started reading loads of more young adult, mostly just because they are shorter and kind of more romance and that kind of thing, which I quite like. At the moment, I also got a little bit into the middle grade books because I'll be interested to see what kind of books are around for when my little boy gets a bit older and wants to start reading chapter books. So that's a bit about us. Let's have a chat about what we've been reading at the moment. I'll go first if you don't mind, because
yeah,
I'll just keep going. So basically the last couple of weeks, even more than 2 weeks, even 3 or 4 weeks, I've been reading A Storm of Swords, the third book in the Song of Ice and Fire, George R. R. Martin. Oh, my God, it's so long. It's like over 1,100 pages, and it's in this like sort of condensed paperback version, which has got the most thin pages you've ever seen, and it's awesome. I've not quite finished. I'm down to like the last 100 pages.
And you're doing really well. I read them back in like 2002, and I think I must have given up in the middle of book three.
Oh, really?
I just finished reading the Wheel of Time series, and I started it straight away, and I don't know if it was just too many.
Yeah.
You know, 1,200 page books in a row or what?
Well, the other thing is they're pretty grim. Like,
yes.
They're a bit violent, a bit gory, and I don't know. When I finished the last one, which was a year ago, just before the series was on, and watched that, I got to the end and I just went, oh my God, I've got to read something else. I can't I can't go to the next one yet.
Yep.
So I thought the new series is coming really soon, and I thought I've got to read it before the series comes, so at least I know when the horrible bits are going to happen, you know, on the TV, mm-hmm. so I can hide behind something.
I think I'm sticking to the TV show.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm cut out for giving it another go. Not yet, anyway.
Oh, well, this book is my favourite out of the series so far. It's got a lot more character building. Like, the characters, I mean, halfway through it is pretty boring. Like, people are just moving around and meeting up and splitting up and, you know, not a lot happens. But then about two-thirds of the way through, oh, my God, it just all happens. So, you know, people die and, you know, there's battles and, oh, man, the series is going to be awesome. Really yeah. looking forward to that, seeing on the TV after this. But I did take a break in the middle, I admit, but only because I needed to read The Wild Girl by Kate Forsyth, mm-hmm. because it's come out just this week in Australia. It's her new one.
Yep.
And she was in Brisbane this week. But unfortunately, I was going to go to the breakfast on Tuesday morning at Bulimba, but it was cancelled.
Oh, that's a pity.
I got a call. They mustn't have had enough people or something. So unfortunately, I didn't get to go to that, which is a shame. But I did read The Wild Girl, and I really loved it. And my review is going to be up in the next few days, hopefully, if I get a chance to finish it. And so. It's about the Brothers Grimm and their life and the life of the family, you know, the two families basically living in Germany at the time of Napoleon's conquest of Europe.
Okay.
So it's got the fairy tales woven in.
Yep.
And also it's a historical, romance basically. Mm-hmm.
And is it a standalone or is it a start of a series?
No, it's standalone, and it's got some disturbing bits in it because the father's quite abusive, and but I really loved it, so I'll be giving it 5 stars in my review.
Excellent.
I've written some of it, but you know how it is. Sometimes you just have to step away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I've been reading. Okay. How about you?
All right, so I just actually reviewed, I put it up today, I read earlier in the month Fault in Our Stars by John Green, which came out in the US beginning of last year, and it was released in Australia at the beginning of this year. Now, I saw so many good reviews for this book last year, and I ummed and ahed about reading it so many times. The problem with it being is, A, it's a contemporary, which isn't, it's not my general genre, but I don't mind reading occasionally, but it's based on teenagers with cancer, and I just wasn't really sure if I could go there without being a miserable wreck throughout the entire book.
Yeah.
When Penguin Australia put it up on NetGalley, I thought, oh, I'm going to give it a go, see if it's actually worth all the hype, and it really was. It was a fantastic book. It was an exhausting read. I cried pretty much the entire time. I cried when I wrote the review today. But it was just really, really well done. It's a really simple message. It's just basically a love story between two teenagers. That's really the guts of the story. But it's just got so many just really just beautiful moments in it that are just, oh, it was just great. It really was.
Yeah.
I can imagine it's going to be one of those books that as a teenager when you're in high school, you'll get made to read for curriculum because it's just really well written.
Yeah, I have to get around to it sometime. Yeah, I've been avoiding it because I don't usually like reading depressing books. I mean, I say that because I've just been reading Song of Ice and Fire, which is pretty depressing, but it's a different kind of depressing.
To reality. Yes. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And that's why I shied away from it for ages. I don't regret reading it. I don't think I could reread it. Mm. But it's worth its 5 stars, and I can see why it's got such a high rating. Like, I think on Goodreads it's got something like a 4.57 rating, and it's been reviewed by over 16,000 people. Like, that's pretty good.
Yep. I think it's got some awards as well now.
Yeah, quite a few of the John Green. I haven't actually read anything else by John Green, though I think I'm going to have a look at some of his other novels because it really was very good. And I know some of his others have won awards as well.
Yep.
But, yes, like you needed a break, I needed a bit of a break after reading that one. I actually didn't pick up another book for about a week. It took a while to let that one filter through.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to go for something much more lighthearted. So I got approved on NetGalley a little while ago for it's a young adult book called The Sweetest Dark, but it's by an adult romance writer, Shana Abe. It's coming out in a couple of weeks now, I think at the beginning of April. And it's a historical romance, but it's about dragons. So it was it was a very nice change. I think I should have read maybe the adult series before. I felt that you were perhaps missing something. Even though
it's set in the same place, is it?
It is, and I didn't realize this until after I'd read it. And while I was reading it, I was just like, this is okay, this is good, but I feel like I should know more about it. Mm. Do you know how sometimes when you see a movie and you don't realize it was originally a book?
Oh, right.
You're
yeah.
like, I There's feel this could have been so much better. And then you realize, well, you know, the book's actually got a lot more to it that had to be culled. I just kind of felt that way about it.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, her first adult romance series is based on that same sort of series of historical romance dragons, just for a more adult audience, I guess.
All right.
So, yeah, that was good, and I'll be doing a review on that one in about another week or so, I think, so probably just before the release date.
Cool. Sounds good.
Hmm.
So what have you got lined up next?
I've just started reading Everbound by Brodie Ashton. So this is another young adult series. I don't know if you ever read the first one.
No, I've got it. I just it's been sitting on my pile. I haven't read it.
It's on that to-read pile that just seems to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I reviewed, it must have been about a year ago now, I reviewed Ebeneath, and I quite liked it. I started out, I didn't particularly like it at the beginning, but it really grew on me. So I was quite excited, and I went on a bit of a book binge probably about a month ago and bought all these books.
Yeah.
Kindle, and this was one of them, and I've only just got, to it now. So I've only just started it, but so far it's been really good. It's been like, unlike a lot, I think, of trilogies where you read the sequels, if you haven't reread the one before, you can't really remember what's going on. It can be really disorienting. This one hasn't been too bad. So far I can, like, it's reintroducing all the characters and what happened at the end of the one quite well. So that's a nice change.
Cool. That's good. Okay, so I've got, my next read will be, I've got a book tour coming up at the start of April for a middle grade Monster Hunter Academy by Jeff Gunhus. Yeah, it's the second book in the Jack Templar Monster Hunter. It was the first one, and I really enjoyed it. Like, it was this kid who discovers that all these zombies are going to come after him, and it was just it was a really interesting concept, because at the beginning, the first chapter of it, it says, are you sure you want to read this book? If you read it, all these monsters are going to come after you and kill you, and so if you keep reading, you know, it's at your own risk. And and I was just like, what? But yeah, it was a really good read. And and this is the second one, so, yeah, I'm quite looking forward to getting into that one. It's only short, so it won't take too long. And then I've got such a huge pile of review books that Storm of Swords has eaten up so much of my time that I'm really far behind now. So one of the books I got off NetGalley recently was Soul of Candreth by Nicole Lewican, and it's the second book as well. The first one I read, like, almost a year ago, actually, was Gate to Candreth, I think it was called, and it's like a romance.
That one.
You have that one?
Started. No, no, I think you reviewed it.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I remember
one of the really early ones. I loved it. It was like a proper fantasy romance, adult romance. Mm-hmm. Lots of sexy bits, and just the romance was really good, and the action was really good. It was just, I loved it. So I'm really looking forward to this one. It's a duology, so this is going to be
the
ending of the story. I'm pretty sure it is anyway. That's what I... Maybe she'll write another one, who knows, but we'll see at the end of this one what happens. And the other books I have got from NetGalley that I'm really looking forward to is The Immortal Rules and Eternity Cure, which is book 1 and 2.
Yep.
From Julie Kagawa. And I haven't read any of her stuff before. I know I should have read The Immortal Rules last year, but I didn't. So they're both on NetGalley at the moment, and I've got both of them there to read. So I'll have to get to them.
I've got, that's one of my next reads too after I finish Everbound. It'll probably be The Eternity Cure.
Mm-hmm.
The first book, The Immortal Rules, was fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah, that was why I picked them up, because I remembered you saying that it was really good. So
It's funny because I read the first book of her Iron Fae series, which I couldn't get a hold of originally because it wasn't – when I first got my Kindle, it wasn't released in Australia for Kindle. Oh, so right. I didn't read it out of principle. Yeah. But it was released, I think – I checked again. It must have been around Christmas time, and so I read the first book of the Iron Fae. And to be honest, I was really disappointed after all of the hype that series had gotten and how good The Immortal Rules was. So
I actually got those the first four of them.
Yep.
In like a box set for Christmas.
Okay.
So I haven't read any of them.
Yet. Maybe the series gets better. Maybe one book wasn't enough. I don't know. But I think I've read so much young adult now.
Was that was The Iron King her debut?
I'm not too sure if it was or not. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Because sometimes first ones aren't so great, but it gets better and better, you know.
That's right. So I'm not sure if the series just grows on you, but I just found it a bit, I don't know. I think she's come a long way anyway between writing that one and writing The Immortal Rules.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other book I've got that I'm looking forward to, I've got so many books to read, it's ridiculous. but I've got Blood of Dragons by Robin Hobb, which is the fourth one in the Rainwilds Dragons series. I haven't actually read the third one because the third one's called City of Dragons. I've got that on my bookshelf. So it's not as big as other of her fantasy books.
Yeah.
So hopefully it won't take too long to get through them. But the first two were really, really good, I remember. So bit more high fantasy. I love a dragon.
I love Robin Hobb. I love them. I haven't read that series, I've read all of the other Robin Hobb books. And the only thing I'll say is they can be a bit depressing.
Yeah, they
like the Fitzchivalry character.
Did you read the Soldier ones?
I think the last one I read was the one with the Tawny Man and the Golden Fool in it.
Oh yeah. So, I think the Soldier ones were set in different worlds, if I remember correctly. But they were so depressing. I got through halfway through the second book and everything had gone wrong, and I was just like, "Oh, can you just die already? Oh God,
die!
I'm sick of hearing you whinge about this and that." Oh. Anyway, I didn't enjoy those. But yeah, she's got back into the dragons in the Rainwilds one, and it's really good. Yep. I'm pretty sure I had a copy of the first one, so I'll have to dig it out though. I'm not sure where it is. So yeah, let me find that for you.
No rush. I'm pretty terrible with reading paper copies of books. They take me a long time.
Yeah, not as portable as a phone. Hey?
No. No, definitely not.
Oh, the other book I've got to read next, this ties into talking about the kids. I read the first Harry Potter a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And I picked up the second one, The Chamber of Secrets, to read while my little boy was watching. He now likes to watch things on the ABC for Kids website on my computer.
Yes.
So he's watching like Mike the Knight or something like that, and I pull out Harry Potter, and he looks at it and he goes, "What's that, Mummy?" It's Harry Potter. So now, every time I sit down to read something, he goes, read Harry Potter, read Harry Potter. So I have to go and get Harry Potter. So it's sitting in his room next to the rocking chair.
You must like the cover.
I don't know. If I try and read some of it to him, he just goes, not interested, you know.
Yeah.
But, I have to read Harry Potter when I'm in his room now.
There you go. Whatever works to get them to sleep, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, he's only two. He's probably a little bit young for actually reading Harry Potter, but, you know, I don't think it's too early to start being read to.
No. It's never too early to be read to. Caitlin at the moment, though, I read too slowly or something, I'm not sure, because she decides to take over the book.
Oh, yeah.
And she reads it in her language.
All right. Oh,
and turns cute. The pages, and I don't get to actually read the book. That's our latest thing.
All right. Well, Maddie's favourite at the moment is The Lighthouse Keeper's Lunch. Do you remember?
I haven't heard of that one?
Oh, I had that one when I was little. I didn't write down the author, and I can't remember. But anyway, I'll remember later, and I'll write it in the notes. But it's just about a lighthouse keeper whose lunch gets stolen by seagulls each day, and they have to work out a way to get rid of the seagulls. But Maddie calls it Housekeeper Munch.
Housekeeper Munch.
Housekeeper Munch, Mummy. Housekeeper Munch.
This is awesome. Oh, they're such cuties.
Yes.
Caitlin's loving. She's not dinosaur obsessed, but we have this Dorothy the Dinosaur puppet book, and it's got the dinosaur in there. Now, she's also recently been obsessed with this Peppa Pig episode where George gets a new dinosaur called Dino Roar.
Oh, yeah.
And she likes to roar around the house like a dinosaur or a dragon. When they did Chinese New Year dragons at daycare, she was roaring like a dragon too. So anyway, dinosaurs and dragons roar, which is fair enough.
Yes.
But anyway, she loves to put her hand in that puppet and scare the cat.
Right.
Who now, as of today, is on an anxiety medication, I'm sure, because of our toddler. Run around the house roaring like a dinosaur. So that's her favourite book. And we're also doing Josephine Wants to Dance by Jackie French.
Oh, yeah.
Which she's also got the Wombat book that's really popular that I haven't actually read and I feel like I should have read.
Which one's that?
There's one about a wombat, and that's the one that she's really well known for. But Josephine Wants to Dance is about a kangaroo that wants to do ballet.
Yeah.
Now, I felt that this was a good one to read because Caitlin has just recently started ballet.
Oh, right.
She's not the girliest of girls. Okay. I think she'd be just as happy to be in the football class, which is in the hall across from her. But she doesn't mind getting him a tutu, but anyway, that's why we've been reading Josephine Likes to Dance.
Yeah.
She likes to look at the kangaroo and the tutu anyway.
Brilliant. Well, I think we've come to the end of what we had written down to talk about. Was there any other things that you wanted to mention?
I mean, I've got quite a few other upcoming reads, but I think we've probably talked for long enough. The only other one I will say is, and you probably got to read this one too, is our book club book for the month.
Oh, yeah.
It's Parenting, Bringing Up Baby, which I haven't started yet.
No, I haven't either. I tried to request it at the library, but it mustn't have gone through because I haven't got any emails or anything.
I think there's a bit of a queue for it because Zara had problems getting it from the library as well.
I might have to buy.
It does sound interesting, but I can also imagine that I'm going to sit there rolling my eyes throughout.
Parenting books are always like that, French.
Yes, I think everything to do with parenting is a bit like that. But I just get the impression from the blurb, I have a feeling her and my parenting styles are very different.
Yeah.
Anyway, it will be an interesting book club discussion, I'm sure.
It will, yeah. Oh, well, I may not be there because we're having it just before Easter weekend and we're going camping.
Oh, okay.
So we're planning to leave on the Thursday night, so at the moment I won't be there. But anyway, we'll worry about that later.
Yes.
I will just mention that it was my blogiversary this week, and I'm having a giveaway, giving away a book from Book Depository. So you don't have to do anything to get an entry. You just go to the Open Bookcase and find the raffle copter form and click on the thing, and there's extra entries for tweeting about it and putting on Facebook, but you don't have to do that if you don't want to. And win a book. It's open till the 28th of March, so 2 weeks. And good luck.
I'm hoping to win it.
You've got loads of books to read.
That is true. I don't need another book. That's very true.
Oh well. Okay, so we might sign off now. Thanks very much for listening. If you got to the end, then yay, we love you. and if you liked this, please let us know. You can either comment on the post on openbookcase.com, or you can send me an email at openbookcase@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at openbookcase. And Philly, how can we get in touch with you?
Oh, God, don't make me say my domain out loud. It's huge. I'll be putting a post up too, though. It'll be on tdaydreamsandfairytales.com, or you can email me on philippa@tdaydreamsandfairytales.com. You could tweet me. I'm pretty bad with Twitter recently, though, so I probably wouldn't recommend it. But my Twitter address is @_T. Oh, TEADF. There we go.
That's right.
I better spell that one out, otherwise it'll be confusing.
And if we keep doing this regularly, then we'll probably get a Twitter account for this, or at least an email account, maybe. If Google doesn't decide to take away their emails as well as their reader. Anyway, that's all. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you another time.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.